Blog Talk Radio. As we dig into the anointed of God. Prayerfully, our discussion tonight will touch you and speak to your heart. Hallelujah. And tell the Lord what you are thankful for. Come on and tell the Lord what He has already done for you, has already made you happy. Saints, I want you to get on the line and give the Lord a thankful praise. Can we just be thankful for God for what He's already done? And because He happens to be God all by Himself. Tell the Lord what you are thankful for tonight. Hallelujah. As we're looking forward to another Thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our number is 914-205-5323, and you're just going to press the number 1, hallelujah, and if you're already on the line and you want to give testimony, just press the number 1. My name is Pastor Myra Harris. I'm so thankful to be your host this evening, and I'm the humble servant of Rebirth Tabernacles of Glory, and we praise the Lord at the Delta Community Center each and every Sunday at 2501 Spring Hill Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Rebirth for the King broadcasts every Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. to discuss topics in the spirit that will help you to begin and or strengthen your relationship with your Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And as always, we're so blessed to have our dedicated apostle, Hattie L. Fields of Horns Ablaze Christ International, all the way from Vineland, New Jersey, who joins me faithfully, amen, every Friday night. God bless you, Apostle. How are you this evening?
If it had not blessed you, Pastor, the Lord is great, greatly to be praised. Pastor Harris, it's good to be on the line. To the saints that are online, amen. We're just thanking God for opportunity. That is the giving of thanks because He's given us, hallelujah, the year has passed by, and we're moving into a new year. And we're thanking God for it. We do give Him thanks, hallelujah, to all that listen and to the faithful listeners. Pastor Harris, what a blessing
Amen.
It is to say that Jesus is, hallelujah, exceptionally good to us. And we have a place, hallelujah, as a special person in the kingdom of God who realizes the absolute presence of depending on the Lord and giving Him the glory as citizens in His kingdom. Amen, Pastor Harris.
Amen, about. It is such an honor to be able to give thanks unto God. Amen. He said, let everyone who hath breath praise ye the Lord. I hope that the Spirit moves inside of you tonight to get on the line and praise God for just being by Himself. Amen. And thanking Him for what He's already done in your life. This is a season of thanksgiving, so we want to usher up, amen, a prayer of thanksgiving and offering unto the Lord. Thank you for goodwill that He has done in your life. I know that somebody out there has been healed. Amen. Somebody out there tonight has been delivered. Amen. Somebody out there tonight found the Lord. And I'm just thankful, hallelujah, that you decided to come on the line and spend another evening with Rebirth Tabernacles of Glory. Like I said, if you want to call in and give your thankful testimony tonight as we're leading towards Thanksgiving season, I want you to just press one if you're already on the line to give your testimony. And for those of you who are watching from the internet, you would dial in 914 205-5323 and just press the number 1. Amen. And tonight we return back to our discussion that comes from the book based upon the title of Not I, But Christ by Jason R. Henderson. And that book has just been a tremendous blessing. And I just want to thank you right now, Lord God, hallelujah, for just allowing this book to be, amen, a wonderful presence on this radio ministry. It has taken us so many places, amen. And so many people have remarked about the wonderful topics that we, you know, speak and discuss upon on Friday evenings. And our focus scripture this week, amen, will come from Psalms 95 verses 6 through 10. Let me say it again. Psalms 95 verses 6 through 10. Amen. And it says, "Oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will, hear his voice. Harden not your heart as in provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. To whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest." I'm going to just read that because verse 11 is where we're going to kind of focus on tonight. That they should not enter into my rest. Amen. And that lets us know that there is a place of rest in God. Hallelujah. Did you know that? That there is a place that can be found in God. Hallelujah. Have you found it yet? If you have found, amen, that place called the place of God's rest, I'd like you to just, hallelujah, run and tell me how you found it. And tell me what it looks like. Tell me what it feels like, that place, hallelujah, called God's rest. Enter into God's rest that he has for you. If you have found it, if you know, hallelujah, the key to entering into God's rest. Hallelujah, I'd like you to go there with me tonight. Amen, and thank him just for being able to find it, number one. Hallelujah, and tell somebody else tonight how to enter into God's rest. If you're coming for that, it's 914-205-5323. Hallelujah, if not, if you're already on the line, press the number one. And I want to explore tonight the scripture that shows us that there were a group of God's people who were given so much, hallelujah, but experienced so little. God had given the Israelites so much in victories, so many miracles, but still they did not know his ways. They still did not walk in God's given purpose after he saved them time and time again. They never really entered, amen, into God's rest. How does a believer gain access to God's rest? Is God's rest different? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a saint on the line, I believe. That's Brother Moses. God bless you.
Amen,
Brother Moses.
Amen, Pastor. Praise God, honor for the honor to Heavenly Father, Apostle, the Pastor. What I find in the Lord's rest, how he brought me out of the things that I was in, and he just blessed me and just showed me what he can do in my life and what he continues to do in my life.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Apostle.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. When you think about all that God has done for us, and we have to allow ourselves to move in a prepared way, and that is to enter into his rest. Again, because I've done what you asked me to do, and you ought to know that I've forgiven you. You know that it takes, when we got forgiveness from God, we have to know, enter into his rest. Before we became believers, we didn't know how to enter into rest. We called a whole lot of foolish things of the world rest. and we had no peace with that kind of rest. But an hour and a time came that we said, Lord, forgive me of all of my sins. And we didn't know it was such a sweet communion of rest in our heart and rest in our mind, a time to come forward and let it be known that God has forgiven me and lifted the weight of sin off of my life. And now as a believer, we have to know, I ought to know how to be humble, that enter into his rest. I need to know how to be carefully applying the word of God for others, and I emptied into his rest. There is a place that he calls us to. Why carry the burdens and the worries? Enter into my rest.
Yes.
For my yoke is easy. My burdens are light. And I find the joy of thanksgiving. And the songwriter said, I give thanks unto the Lord for his goodness to me. And the goodness of God is his mercy and grace that allow us to enter into his rest. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will begin to take over our lives and rule. Pastor Harris?
Amen and amen. If we just take a look at, you know, what is that thing called rest? Rest means, if we look in the dictionary, Webster's
yep.
dictionary says that rest means it's a freedom from activity, activity or labor. It's a freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's also a peace of mind and or spirit. And it's also a rest is something that is used for support. So based upon the definitions, there are several types of rest. There's rest in the physical and rest in the spirit. But when we hear the word rest, we often think of bedtime. We often think of summer vacations. We think about kicking off our shoes for moments of rest and laying our head on a pillow. But I believe that we can all attest that if our spirit is not at rest, hallelujah, our physical will not be at rest. God wants his people to, hallelujah, that means it's a place where they can find rest with him. Hallelujah. Remember that our last time on the air, we discussed that God saved us for his purpose. Hallelujah. And his purpose alone. Well, that continues even with this scripture this week. God's rest means his rest is he designed our fulfillment to be to the highest identity and development, and it is not negotiable. Hallelujah. God's rest comes when we have made it to the highest fulfillment, the highest identity and development that God would have us to go. My God. Hallelujah. Let me say that one more time. And it's not negotiable with God that we can rest when we are in God's design of the highest fulfillment and identity in our development in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so we have to respond in faith. We respond to that in obedience. Hallelujah. That we can enter into that design, knowing that all sufficiency and all peace will come by being in our rightful place according to God's plan. Let me say that one more time. That rest comes, hallelujah, when we are sitting in that position in God's design in his rightful place that is according to God's plan. As Matthew 6:33 said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And his righteousness. And then all these things shall then be added unto you. So you should take no thought about tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought, hallelujah, for the things of itself. When you are doing what God calls you to do first, he provides everything else while you're doing it. My God, let me say that one more time. When you are doing what God calls you to do first, hallelujah, he provides everything else while you're doing it. Have you ever felt the peace and the joy that comes by being in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing for the Lord? Come on the line and testify, hallelujah, about the peace, amen, and the rest and the joy that you feel just by being in that place, amen, that God has specifically designed for you. Come on and press number one. Give us a testimony tonight. Amen. Apostle?
That's what you got to do. Come on and give him a testimony with a thankful heart, with a thankful mind, opportunity to know and let the Lord know that our whole mind and soul is in a place and focused on the miracle that he's done over our life. And in this holiday season, hallelujah, giving thanks to our God, giving thanks for mercy. It is a wonderful thing. And we move with the understanding that, hallelujah, the blessings of God is unlimited. Hallelujah, Kim, as we experience the goodness of his mercy and his word. That's giving thanks. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not a jive turkey, so I'm giving thanks as a Christian, as a believer. Amen. Hallelujah. I ain't worried about nobody plucking my feathers out because my trust and my secret place is in the Lord. So I ain't worried about the feathers. I ain't worried, and I'm not thrown off about the sweet potato pies because Jesus is sweet in my life. And I know that the knowledge of knowing the Lord in all things is full of surrendering to him. And it's a good thing that we can do these things, acknowledge the Lord in every thought, in every word. That's my thanks that I give to him. That is my assignment from the Lord, that I have a resting place in him. When everybody's sitting at the table, I'm sitting at the table of God, experiencing wondrous works, experiencing all that he's given me, all that the peace and the rest, hallelujah. And we look beyond, hallelujah, what we used to do is say, Lord, we're at a Thanksgiving table with you today, sitting in the presence with your word, finding fresh directions and discovering ourselves all over again, knowing how we trust in the Lord with all our heart, because the faith that we have, hallelujah, will answer the prayers that we lay before the Lord, hallelujah. But without that faith, we can't please him. So we sit at the table and dine with him. Pastor Harris?
Amen. I just want to know, is there somebody on the line right now who has entered into the rest of God? Amen. To know the peace and the joy that comes by being in the rest with God. Hallelujah. To enter into that place. Hallelujah. I think that the Lord called it a secret place with the Most High God.
Yes,
hallelujah. My God. Minister Angela, tell me what it feels like. What does it look like? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord, Pastor and Apostle. I just want to say that in that peace, it's a peaceful place. And it's when I didn't have it, I was always looking and wondering how I'm going to do and take care of this and be here and do that. But when you surrender unto God and it becomes a peaceful place in your life, And when you have peace, you can rest at night. You can get up in the morning, and you're not tormented with all the worries and the things that you have to do, because you know that the Lord has you. And it's almost like, you know, you just got peace and happiness in the kingdom of God. And I just thank God for showing me, leading me through his word and through prayer. And Pastor, just through, from teaching, from your teaching, what it really means to know God. And once you surrender and you come in the right standard and live in his righteousness, not you being right, but in his righteousness,
right.
I tell you, it's just a peace and joy that you celebrate in the Holy Spirit. And I thank God that I found that, because one time in my life I did not have it. I wanted it, but I didn't have it. And today I wouldn't trade it. I wouldn't give it up.
Woo!
There's nothing nobody can tell me about being in the restful place with God, or the peaceful place with God. And I always say that I'm in a win-win situation. When I go to bed at night, I'm in a win-win situation. If I don't wake up, I won, because I'm going to be with Christ. If I wake up, I still won, because I've got another day to do his will and to do what he's called me to do. Amen.
Amen.
That's how I feel,
amen,
being in his rest.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle?
I tell you that peace comes through that praise in the Lord and blessing the Lord. I thank God for knowing that he said, my rest is in you already. My son, my rest is in you already. He said that if you've given praise for it, lifting him up, hallelujah, honoring him and escaping from the well of problems that you had, and knowing that he brought you out of the miry clay, and knowing that I'm praising him, hallelujah, with a thanksgiving, hallelujah, upon this rock. He's able to build his church upon our established faith and praising him and giving him glory. He said, you're experiencing a new life, and it's built upon the promises that I've given unto you. You are walking in my promise. Daily you have sought the Lord, and see, I heard you, and I'm thankful to my people that are called by my name, that look to him, the author and finisher of his faith. And we can say, God, you sure love me better than I thought it. But now I found the love, and there's no love like our God. Pastor Harris?
Amen. Hallelujah. It takes me to Hebrews 4:9-11, and the Amplified says, so then, there is still awaiting a full and complete Sabbath rest reserved for the true people of God. For he who has once entered God's rest also has ceased from the weariness and pain of human labors. Let us therefore be zealous and exert ourselves and strive diligently to enter that rest of God, to know and experience it for ourselves. Aren't you tired, saints, of doing things in your human strength? When you partner with the Lord, you will cease from doing the work in your own strength. When God finished his work with creation, he rested, and he called it good. Genesis 2:2 said, and on the seventh day God finished his work that he had done, and he had rested on the seventh day from all of his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. The Lord is continuing to do a good work in us. Hallelujah. And as we need to be zealous in allowing the Lord to complete the work without weariness and pain, let the Lord work on your heart. Hallelujah. Without us grumbling. Hallelujah. Let the Lord work on our ways, us complaining. Philippians 1:6 said, be confident of this one thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Then we also can strive in that same rest that God had when he created the world. Hallelujah. He's positioning us, hallelujah, to be prepared for that rest. Hallelujah. You know, have you ever been in a place where he had to move you out of one place to get you into the position you needed to be in? And once you moved into that place, hallelujah, you realize I was in the wrong place all along, that here I feel peace. Here I feel the wellness. Hallelujah. I'm not in strife any longer. Hallelujah. I'm at peace. I'm at rest. Others may not understand it. Hallelujah. That's why some people will find themselves leaving one place to go to another place. What may look good for man may not be good for the rest in you. Hallelujah. And it may not be the best job. You may not have had to have a degree to get it. Hallelujah. But you're at rest while you're doing it. I'm talking to all the people, hallelujah, tonight, who are doing something that is not giving you rest in your spirit. God wants to position you so that you can feel the rest in him. Hallelujah. He says, come to me. This is in Matthew. All you who are weary and heavy laden, so that I can give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle, and you will find rest for your souls. Hallelujah. You need to take off that working yoke that you've been carrying, that heavy burden that you've been carrying. Allow the Lord to lead you to that placement where your burdens will be free and light. Have you ever found yourself in the wrong place carrying the wrong burden? Hallelujah. And that heavy burden that doesn't even belong to you. The Lord said, come on, bring it to me. Give it to me, and I'm going to lift that thing off of you, and I'm going to give you the one that will lighten the burden on your shoulders. Come on, if you already know what that feels like, come on and give the Lord a shout out for what he did for you tonight. Amen. Evangelist Ada, God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Pastor and Apostle, and I give honor to my Lord and Savior. I'm just so blessed tonight that when you talk about that peace that surpasses all understanding, I'm just so grateful to God that I got to a place in my life that I was able to release it. that I was able to come to an understanding through so much teaching that the Lord, he says he would take all my, he would carry all my burdens, he would carry all the weight for me, that I was released. I don't have to carry that burden on my shoulders any longer, that I could release it to him and know that it's going to be all right, because he says he'll never leave me or forsake me. He says that his peace he gives me, not like the world, so my heart don't have to be troubled, and I don't never have to be afraid anymore, so I'm free. Talking about I'm free. And I bless God that I don't have to carry that weight any longer, that I can release it. I don't care what comes, what goes. I know all I have to do is to release it to him, and I find that so easy to do these days. I find it so easy to do. So he says, I don't have to carry it. And I bless God for that. I bless God for that freedom. Amen.
Amen. And that's such a wonderful place to be in. Amen, Apostle.
Yes.
It is a wonderful place when we can know the glory that the Lord has blessed. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. That we find the glory of God in the highest way. Amen. That sit in a secret place, understanding that who we are, we could say we're frail, but we're strong in the Lord. We are strong in the power of his might. And we say glory to God in the highest in heaven and peace on earth. It's all right with whom God is pleased, according to Luke 2 and 14. We're looking at praising God, hallelujah, one of the highest things that we can ever do to let the Lord know how much we love him, knowing how important it is to be faithful. We say within, I no longer call you slaves, because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father has told me, according to John 15:15, when Jesus has called us his friend, we know that I might think I got a friend, but Jesus is a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. And we give thanks for it, because the glory goes to the power of God that we allow to move and rise in our lives to obey him and to worship him. Is that all right? Amen.
Amen. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think about, you know, what the Lord has promised. We have been studying the promises of the Lord. Amen. And that kind of gives us rest, because we know that he is a man that shall not lie. Amen. He's not a man that he shall lie. And so we just thank God that his promises are true. And in Deuteronomy 6:10, it says, and when the Lord your God brings you into the land that he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you, with great and good cities that you did not build. That just blessed me tonight. It blesses my soul, because although you may have had to fight for the promise, I want you to know that the Lord already has a setup for you to be able to be ready to enjoy it. Hallelujah. You will not have to physically put no whole lot of labor into it. Hallelujah. You won't have to build anything from scratch. That when you have fought for the promise, the Lord already has a place for you to walk right on into, so that you can experience the rest. Amen. That city was already built. Hallelujah. And it was good and it was great. My God, when the blessing that God is getting ready to give you, hallelujah, is already built. Amen. It's going to be like milk and honey. And that's what it was worth the fighting for. Somebody said, what is it? Why am I fighting for my life? Because rest and know this, that your promise that God has set up for you, you're going to be able to walk into that promise and rest. You ain't going to have to build nothing. You ain't going to have to create nothing. You're going to have to plan nothing. It's already good and it's already great. Hallelujah. God has already set your promise up ready for you to enjoy, so that you can rest in your physical. Come on, thank you, Holy Ghost. You can rest in your spirit. God is already assuring you the victory, but it's not just the victory from the fight. Hallelujah. But the promise is one you can just walk into. Hallelujah. My God, you ain't got to do nothing about the perimeters, because he's already called you the overcomer. Hallelujah. And when this battle of his is already won, hallelujah, you won't have to start at the baby stage. Hallelujah. You won't have to work at the building stage. You'll walk right in an already, hallelujah, created environment just for you. Hallelujah. I know it's been a fight, saints, because it's been a fight over here in my life. But I'm thankful, because when the Lord gave me that scripture, he said, Pastor, that fight is going to be worth it, because what you're getting ready to go into is already prepared. It's already done. You ain't going to have to build it. You ain't going to have to furnish it. It's already done. And I just bless God for that. And that way, sometimes you're fighting and you're already thinking about what you're going to have to do when you get there. Let me tell you, saints, if God has you in the fight, he's already got the promise already planned, already built, and already done. I don't know who needs to hear that tonight. Hallelujah. And that'll give you rest in your soul, rest in your spirit, your mind. Hallelujah. And I thank you, because it gives you rest in your physical, because you can say, I ain't going to have to do nothing. Hallelujah. God going to give me that thing. Hallelujah. I can enter into that position. I don't even have to. Oh, my God. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Apostle, we're going to go with closing comments, because believe it or not, it's time to go. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Thanksgiving to the Lord one more time. Amen. Hallelujah. James was speaking over there. Amen. It's a beautiful thing. Hallelujah. He said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. That's a good thing to know in the closing of the message. And it comes down from the Father of light. Is that all right? Amen. Huh. Even darkness don't have the authority, with whom no variable, neither shadow of turning is in it. But the Lord is faithful, who has called you into his rest, into his peace. Hallelujah. Of his own will begot us. Amen. With his own word of truth. This is what we're holding on to. Christian living. Holding fast to the kind of fruit, the first fruits of his creatures in creation. Pastor Harris, I tell you,
amen.
It is a thanksgiving to hear the power of the Word of God, to hear how wonderful the Lord is, and all the precious testimonies that come in. It's a new day, a dawning of new things and new beginnings. Hallelujah, because God has come in and done a work on this evening. Hallelujah, victory is there, faith is there, endurance is there. Hallelujah, Christian living is dominant to move in your life. God's goodness and mercy has brought you this far.
Amen. Amen. And now here's a message from one of our members about our prayer line. Amen, Evangelist Ada.
Amen. Amen, Pastor. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. This is Evangelist Ada again on Rebirth Tabernacle Glory. We invite you to join our weekly prayer line each and every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. But we lift each other up in prayer. The Bible tells us in 15:16 to pray for one another. So please join us by calling 712-432-0360. Access code is 106-9341-pound. If you have a family member, friends, or if you need personal prayer, please call again at our number, 712-432-0360. Access code again is 106-9341-pound. Please bring your prayer request and allow us to pray for you as we pray. But as you pray for us, hope to hear you on the prayer line. Have a blessed, blessed evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And we at Rebirth pray that you have a wonderful weekend. Amen. And a great, great Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Enjoy it. Filled with the Holy Spirit, amen, guiding and directing you to have that experience of pardon, power, and partnership with your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Make sure you invite him to have a seat at the table. Amen. And we also invite you, hallelujah, to join us, hallelujah, for one of our Sunday morning services at the Delta Community Center this weekend. We have lots of things, hallelujah, planned. We have a vendors event, hallelujah. We have our revival, amen, that Sunday afternoon. And we're having our annual fellowship dinner, and we invite you, amen, to come along and enjoy it at 2501 Spring Hill Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. And our service time this Sunday is at 9:45, and you know what I'm getting ready to tell you, saints, that hallelujah, you come, hallelujah, to one of our services in this season, you know that the Lord is going to promise you that you're going to have an amazing time in the Lord. Hallelujah, because it's a whole amazing God bless you, saints.